Well, welcome to A Day at the Beach. It is podcast number 35 this time around. Welcome to the show. Thanks for pulling up rickshawrecords.com, A Day at the Beach. My name is Clint Beachwood. I am here to bring you instrumental surf music. whole hour's worth, believe it or not. Podcast number 34 last time around was intended to take you to Never Neverland, and hopefully it achieved its purpose. I'm not sure. I'm sure there's several people who are not into that mellow kind of stuff. I kind of like it from time to time. A lot of great, smooth, melodic songs out there in the world of surf music. Hope you like it. But back to the normal stuff here this time around. Got some very good songs picked out, I think. Going to start off with a brand new CD by the Sand Devils. It's self-titled. And we're going to play a song called Make Me Shine. This is an incredible CD, from the music all the way down to the artwork. Very, very, very well done. The Sand Devils, and just because they're right here in San Diego does not influence my opinion of this music in the least. It's very good. Check it out. In fact, check out this song, Make Me Shine, the Sand Devils, on A Day at the Beach, podcast number 35. Well, those guys were a band called Los Venturas. They're from Belgium, and the CD is called Kaleidoscope, and the song is called Delirium. Kaleidoscope, fairly new CD, vinyl download available from, it was produced on Green Cookie Records, Los Venturas, again, out of Belgium. And before that, we had Los Tiki Phantoms out of Spain from the CD Mueven el Esqueleto. We heard a song called Escate, which I believe means rescue in English. From Spain, Los Tiki Phantoms. From Los Angeles, The Volcanics with an early song, The Superior, comes from a very early CD by The Volcanics called Erupt With The Volcanics. Open the show up with The Sand Devils doing Make Me Shine from their self-titled debut release. And you heard it right here on A Day at the Beach podcast number 34. Excuse me, 35. Man, time flies, doesn't it? My name's Clint. You can reach me via email and all sorts of other places. Keep that in mind later in the show. You might find that to come in handy. All right, again, from the LA area. No, from the San Francisco Bay Area, we have the Deadbeats. CD is called A Day. Excuse me. That's the name of the show, A Day at the Beach. The CD is called Day of the Deadbeat. I'm going to play a song called Hagbelly. Again, these are the Deadbeats. It's A Day at the Beach. There's a quick little ending. Did I have the mic turned on? Quick ending to a very quick song. That is Uncontrollable Urge, new from Chum, from their CD Fighting Words. Before that, we heard the Space Rangers from Germany with Good Morning Svetlana, from their Ready to Take Off CD. And the Deadbeats with Hagbilly from Day of the Deadbeat. My name is Clint. It's a Day at the Beach podcast number 35. Up next is a... I got this CD. It's kind of a... I don't know if it's a demo. It's only got four songs on it. It's a band from Switzerland called 5 Pound Pocket Universe. I would suspect that not too many people have heard of this band. I'm going to play a song called Weird Dreams. And you know, titles of instrumental songs a lot of times are, you know, maybe hit and miss, you know. You try to put the title to the song that kind of goes along with the song maybe a little bit. And sometimes they hit the mark, and sometimes, you know, where do they come up with that title kind of thing. But let me tell you, Weird Dreams is the perfect title for this song. It's kind of wacky. I'm warning you up front, okay? Stay with it. Pretty cool song. Weird Dreams, definitely, by 5 Pound Pocket Universe. Thank you. Friday. Those are the Retroliners with a song called Marco Martini. Name of the CD is The Character Social Club. Before that, the Surf Coasters with a kind of wild, crazy song, kind of Joe Satriani-ish, wouldn't you say? Esque. Let's see. The name of the song was Super Jet Boogie, comes from a CD called Outside Break. And 5 Pound Pocket Universe did Weird Dreams from a CD called How to Kill an Elf. So kind of a wacky song, huh? I dedicate that one to my wife, Mrs. Beachwood. I'm not kidding. Almost every morning she'll wake up and say, "Man, I had the weirdest dreams last night." So she does see every movie that comes out, and I'm sure the fact that there are so many movies in her brain triggers these weird dreams that she has. But anyway, it was Weird Dreams by 5 Pound Pocket Universe, and a song you'll probably never hear again on a day at the beach. Okay? Not that I don't like it, just that I have so many songs to rotate through, I probably won't get to that one again until, you know, maybe sometime next century. All right, let's get to a giveaway, why don't we? A band called Pocket on the Brain, Rocket Motors. Rocket Motors put out a CD called Back to the Moon. I have one to give away. It's right here in my hand, and I'm playing a song off of it called Mars Walk. Instead of just being the first emailer, I'm going to have you do just a wee bit of research on this band. I want you to tell me the city and country that they're from and how they describe their music, okay? Three things: city, country, how they describe their own music, okay? Shouldn't take much of a Google search, I'm telling you, so go check it out. Then email me with the answers, and the CD is in the mail to you, courtesy of Day at the Beach. Okay, so let's play Mars Walk by Rocket Motors. This is a Day at the Beach number 35. My name's Clint. You are always invited to email me with comments and critique about the podcast, all right? We'll be right back. All right, that was the Bitch Boys from Slovenia doing a song called Amor. The CD is the soundtrack from a Slovenian production of the play/movie Grease. To the best of my Slovenian tongue, it's called Briljantina. And if you don't believe me, that it's we'll say the Bitch Boys did the all the music to the play. They played live during the play, and it's a pretty cool. It's all in Slovenia. Well, in fact, just let me play you this opening a little bit, and you'll recognize it because it's all the music from Greece. So it's just in Slovenian.
Okay, fantje, a vas zanima kaj se mi je zgodil poleti?
Ej, bilo je tako romantično.
To poletje je bilo kot orkan.
Is that not the coolest thing ever? I love it. Alrighty, those are the Bitch Boys. The song they did was Amor. The Takeoffs before that, brand new music from the Takeoffs from Kauai, Hawaii. This song was called Collins Wave, and the CD is entitled Blue Avalanche. You'll be hearing a few more songs off that on the weeks to come. Terry Buffalo Ware did a song called Tarnation Station before that from his Reverb Babylon CD. Meshuggah Beach Party did Festival of Lights. I guess it's in honor of Hanukkah, and I don't know if I'm out of line not playing that song around the the Hanukkah season, so let me know if I'm out of line, you guys, okay? Meshuggah Beach Party. The CD is called Hot Rod Hanukkah. And Rocket Motors before that with Mars Walk from the CD Back to the Moon. And again, that's a giveaway if you can answer those few little questions I posed to you. Let's wrap things up with a few more songs here. I think we're going to have something by John and the Knight Riders. I picked up the reissue of Surfbeat 80 just recently. I'm going to play Banzai Washout. And then probably something by the Diamond Heads after that from an early release. Baltimore, Maryland is where they're from. I'm going to play Home Alone. And then I might squeeze in... Nah, let's just leave it at that. Two more songs. Looks like I have about four more minutes. So that's just about right, isn't it? My name's Clint Beachwood. It's A Day at the Beach, number 35. Thanks so much for listening. I'm signing off now. Enjoy these next couple songs, and I'll be back next week. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate your comments, as always. Adios until next time. I also some of the background music I've played between sets has been provided by the surfing guitarist, Stuart Ward, from a CD entitled New Wave Surf Instrumentals. See you next time. It's A Day at the Beach.